Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, Amanda Stora, president of Tyler Area Ambucks. Lots to talk about today and some catching up to do. Good morning, Amanda. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Amanda, Ambucks goes back a long way with me personally. I've been in Tyler about 30 years, and I remember the old Ambucks in the 1990s with maybe a slightly different mission, and it kind of went away, and then probably about 9 years ago, with a lot of help from the Longview Ambucks, it got started back up again in Tyler, and it's been going ever since and going pretty strong from what I understand. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the purpose of Ambucks, first on the national level and then what you do here in Tyler?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that we are a local chapter involved, you know, under the umbrella of our national Ambucks. And so we have several chapters throughout the nation. And so we are just one of many. And we have even six chapters in our district. So we've got the Longview, like what you said. They helped to spark plug this chapter back into existence here in Tyler. And we're excited about that. We continue to move forward. You know, a little bit of our what we do here in Tyler, we do wheelchair ramps occasionally with Texas Ramps. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we also do AmTrikes, the adapted tricycles for children and adults. And so we're really heavily involved in that. And so we just do whatever we can in the community to help create mobility and independence for those with disabilities.
Yes, and this is probably about the third time we've had Ambucks on the air. Mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to set that scene a little bit. And every time we've had you on, it's been real interesting, but there are some exciting things happening right now that weren't going on back then. So we certainly want to throw those into the mix as well. www.tylerareaambucks.org is the website, and that'll link you up with all the requisite social media. According to the website, you're a nonprofit organization made up of businessmen and women in the Tyler area who are, as you say, dedicated to creating mobility and independence for those with disabilities. You meet a couple of times a month, first and third Tuesday at noon.
Yes, so we meet the first and third Tuesday at noon at Yummy Buffet, and so those are our regular meetings. One of those meetings, we usually have a guest speaker that comes in from the community, so we like to hear from just anybody in the community, whether it's a business individual or, you know, whether somebody who has an interesting hobby or somebody who's went on a trip recently. We want to hear about their trip experience. We just want to hear from the community. And then we also, when there's a fifth Tuesday in a month, so usually once a quarter do we have a fifth Tuesday that falls in there, mm-hmm. to kind of bridge that gap between meetings, we like to have a social. So we'll go somewhere new in town that's open, or we'll go bowling or something like that. So it takes away from the business aspect of it and just allows us to kind of have a little bit of fun with the community, and then just bring in, you know, family members, children and families can come to those as well. And so that's when we're meeting.
And you are looking for members. Right now you have about, 13 full members and a lot of friend members as well.
Yes, so we have about 13 active members that are, you know, actively involved in full membership. And so we have several friend members in the community that come alongside and just help volunteer. They'll come to AmTrike giveaways and they'll help assemble AmTrikes and things like that. But they may not be able to attend the every meeting because of work or whatever commitments and things like that. And so, but they still want to be involved and they want to hear and keep up to date with what's going on locally and then nationally.
And you are definitely looking for, first of all, members.
We are always looking for new members. We're always looking for people who just have a heart for those in our community that may have disabilities, and being able to provide them with more opportunities in our own community in the East Texas area. But then also those who have a passion just nationwide to see what's going on with this, with our organization across the nation.
You've been involved for about 7 years, and for a good while now, I know you have been the president of Tyler Area Ambucks. What drew you to it, and what keeps you going with Ambucks?
Well, yes. So what drew me to it initially was when I was in school, I am a physical therapist assistant. And so I went to school locally. I went to Kilgore College. And at that time, the Longview chapters were providing scholarships for the students there. And so I applied for that both of my years. And if it wasn't for those scholarships, I'm not sure how I would have made it through school. So I felt a little bit indebted to the Ambucks Club and thinking, you know, how can I give back in that? And so when I took my first job, that was one thing that I wanted to do. And I asked, you know, is there a way that I could manipulate my schedule to be able to get off for these meetings so that I can be active in the club and the chapter here in Tyler? And my then boss said, sure, we would love that. That's great PR for us, for you to be out there in the community, and then for our patients as well to receive what Ambux is offering. So that's kind of what drew me in. And then I caught the bug in how to help the community and started the project, the Southside Park Project. And as soon as I started that, I kind of got looped into being president until that project is complete. So that is why we are still going on for 5 years strong.
And the Southside Park Project, for those of you listening who may not be familiar with that, we will get you familiar with that. And it won't be too much further down the road as we continue through the show this morning, visiting with Amanda Storr, president of Tyler Area Ambux. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. You are looking for members, and if they want to join, they can get on that website, tylerambux.org. They can also just show up for lunch, first and third Tuesday at noon at Yummy Buffet at Troop Highway and Golden Road, and you'll even treat them to lunch very first time.
Yep, first visit, it's on us. So we want to see your face, we want to learn who you are, and come out and you can kind of see how we run things and see what we do and learn a little bit more about us. But yeah, we don't want you to have to worry about that first meal.
And you're a 501c3, I believe, so you are eligible to take donations on that basis, and you welcome any type of financial donations. Do you take other types of donations as well?
We usually just take the financial donations. Occasionally, because we facilitate equipment, we'll do, we do the adaptive tricycles. So a lot of times our families or their children have outgrown them. We take those back. Occasionally, we have people that will call and say, hey, I have this old wheelchair or this power chair or this walker. And they're like, where can I get that to somebody who needs it the most? And we'll kind of facilitate where to give that. So we are able to take that information and take that equipment and kind of move it through the community as well.
All right. Now, you're part of the National Ambux, and they have a similar mission, but a broader one. I think they kind of, it's basically about working for people with disabilities, but your mission is a little bit more specific, and it's, I guess, tailored to what you perceive as the needs here in Tyler and East Texas.
Yeah, so we kind of look at the needs. I think every local chapter in their own community and in their own state kind of looks at the needs of the community, but then also your membership and the ability for them to volunteer and, you know, what they can do and what they can provide and what their interests are. And so in our community, it's really heavily populated with the need and the want and desire for these adaptive tricycles, the Amtrikes. And so we really focus heavily on that with our club and our chapter here in Tyler.
Well, let's go there right now. You've been giving away an average of 15 adapted tricycles annually. And you mentioned before we went to air that you're a small group making a big impact on the community. I think this would be example number one. I understand you've already given away 15 this year, and it's not even half over yet. So you're going to, next time we visit, we're probably going to be more than that.
Yes. So this is a banner year for us already. So about this time every year, we have about maybe 7 applications that we've facilitated, that we've gotten, that we've ordered the Amtrikes, we've got sponsorships for in the community, and we've assembled them and given them away. And to date, we already have 15 applications, and we've already facilitated 10 of those tricycles. We are currently looking for more sponsors for the ones that we're waiting on. I anticipate in the next month that we will already have 15 given away, and that's already meeting our goal, and we've still got 5 months after this month is over left. And so we've got to really, kind of buckle down and be like, wow, we need to really get out there and start combing the community for support for these, for the demand.
5 months. Do you operate on a fiscal year basis or is?
Usually, yes. We do operate on a fiscal year basis, but when we're looking at Amtrike sales, we usually look at the January to January, but our club itself is on a June to June. So.
Okay. So from now until the end of the year, that's more like more than 6 months until the end of the calendar.
I don't anticipate getting any more applications until until July. So looking at from July to December, but if we continue on in the same pattern that we have from January to now, then we are expecting that we will be significantly greater than we usually are in the past years.
Okay, you've kind of given a thumbnail of what an Amtrike is, but let's go deeper into that. What is an Amtrike? What does it look like? What does it do? And how does it help the people that you're in the business of helping?
Yeah, so a lot of people have actually seen an Amtrike and they don't even know it. And so sometimes And we have a lot of them in this community. And so it's really neat to be driving down the road and see one riding along the trails or something like that. But most of our Amtrikes, our adaptive tricycles, are red. And so and a lot of them are powered by either foot or hand. And so you can power these tricycles using your upper extremity and your lower extremity or either one. So we have tricycles all the way from toddler all the way up through adult. We have tricycles for wounded warriors, for veterans, for adults with disabilities, even paraplegics. We also have racing bikes. So if you have adults that want, or teenagers that want to get involved in the racing community, we have tricycles that are compatible for racing. And so, and we have several in the nation that are involved in professional racing with our adaptive tricycles. So that's really neat to see. It's really amazing to see when our veterans come back to get them involved in a physical activity, to get them involved again in the community in some sort of racing community.
Amanda Storer is our guest this morning. Amanda, the president of Tyler Area AmBucks. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. More information, www.tylerambucks.org, and all the social media that you can link up to through that website. The Amtrikes actually come, they're made by a company in Taiwan, and pretty soon that's going to be that work's going to be transferred to the United States, as I understand it. And do they come piecemeal and you put them together, or is that how that works?
Yeah, so we started this process about a year ago where we're moving over production to the States. So it's really great. Taiwan has been wonderful for us, but it's just with all the different changes in trade and taxes and everything, it's been great to be able to move it back here to the States and be local, and then just to have the process be quicker. We're going to have a quicker shipping and turnaround process. And what happens is they are shipped to us in a box, and we've kind of streamlined that process, but it still comes in pieces, but there are less pieces. So it's usually, you have to still put the wheels on, but a lot of the main pieces are put together and we're just assembling those. And so, but yes, we still have to assemble them. We have to put them together. And it's been amazing. We have several different groups that will come together to assemble them. Sometimes our membership will do that. We have students at Tyler Junior College and the Physical Therapist Assistant Program that will assemble them and put them together for community service credit. And then they will come out and assist in putting the child on the tricycle when it's given away, or helping with the adult, helping to learn how to maneuver it correctly, because sometimes it's a learning process if you've never been on it, and you have to, maybe the adult has to cycle using their hands because they don't have use of their legs, and they have to learn how to brake and how to change gears and things like that. So we have several in the community that have helped with that process. But yes, we still do need as many people as we can to assemble these trikes, because we are, like we said, getting many more boxes.
And again, 13 active members right now, but we're already getting a picture of the impact that you have around the community, other people, other agencies, schools, et cetera, that are involved. And in that light, let's go right now to maybe your showcase project. You're wrapping up a 5-year-long project with the city of Tyler this year, and this would be the Southside Park project. And this has been in the news. I know that we've covered it on our radio stations, and it's just been in the news in public service announcements, et cetera, for a good while now. And within probably a couple of months, if the weather holds up,
yes,
if you go to Southside Park at Shiloh and Donnybrook in Tyler, you're going to see a different looking park. Let's get a little bit of history of that. Tell us where we are now and what we're looking at during the summer.
Yeah, so we're really excited. So we started this project 5 years ago. And so when we did, we started with doing research in the community, saying, what might we be missing in community and public parks for those who may not, have a way to access playgrounds. And so a lot of our families, we reached out to moms groups with children with special needs. We reached out to schools. We reached out to teachers. We reached out to therapists. And we kind of polled everybody and said, what are things that you love about our parks in Tyler, and what are things that you don't love? And so we took all of that information, compiled it, and went to the city. And they jumped on board and said, yeah, if you can get this done. The research also showed that with parks of this size and this magnitude in Texas and surrounding states, that it would usually take about 4 to 5 years in a city of this size to fundraise and to get it done. And so we're excited that we were able to kind of meet that deadline, or that what is expected for that to happen. And so there was times where there was some really low lows and just nothing was happening and it wasn't moving forward. And then all of a sudden, you know, we just went warp speed with it. And so we start going faster. And so it was really exciting. So what we're looking at now is, you may notice if you drive by there even today that there are fences around the structures there now. And so what that means is they are going to start the demo on the project now. And so the existing structures that are there are coming down. And so they are beloved. Everybody has loved that park. It has been well loved. And so, but now we're going to move on and move to something new and bigger and greater for this community.
And what it's going to be, as we say, is the only all-inclusive playground for all children in our area. It's going to be bigger, and if a child has any kind of a disability, he or she will not have the issues, the challenges that might have been presented in the past. Work began at the site just this past week. Tell us where we are with that right now, and again, cross your fingers if the weather holds up, what we're looking at maybe by July or August.
Yeah, so what we're looking at is the demo begins. They're going to go in and take out those structures. They're going to start some dirt work and sidewalks and make sure everything is in place to be able to then put in this new playground. And so it's actually going to be two playgrounds, a sport court, a music garden, and then just some updating to the existing pavilion there. And so what's going to happen is we're going to kind of look and see, based on the weather and some, you know, other issues that you have to worry about environment-wise and just planning-wise, we're going to look and see about dates because we are going to have a community build. And what that means is we got to have 500 people out there on a Saturday, typically, to come out and help build this playground. And so these structures will go in, and what we've been told and what's been done in the past in other playgrounds that have had community builds is if you can turn a wrench, then you can build a playground. So, and if you can't, we can put you to work because we've got other tables for registration and things of that nature. So we would love to have people out there on that day. We still don't have a date for that yet because we are kind of looking into the future. But in the next couple of weeks, we should have a tentative date about when that community build will be done. Then they're going to come in and put in the ground surfacing. And it's going to be poured in. It's got a set. And so, and then we will be looking at a grand opening date. And so hopefully in the next 1 to 2 months, you know, we will be looking at having this brand new playground and this project completed.
Talking to Amanda Storer this morning, president of Tyler Area AmBucks. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. The website for more info is www.tylerareaambucks.org. And or you can drop by Yummy Buffet at noon on the first Tuesday or Thursday of every month. That is, of course, at Troop Highway and Golden Road. Drop in. Tell them you're interested. They'll treat you to lunch the very first time. So a couple of initial ways to make contact with Tyler Area AmBucks. And we've been talking about the Southside Park project. Very interesting, and later on in the summer, if everything goes smoothly, that should be up and going with the help of a lot of people in the community, and by no means not just AmBucks members by any stretch of the imagination. You're going to be pulling in a lot of teammates on this, and if you want more information, the website for that project is www.southsidepark.org. Again, www.southsidepark.org to learn about the Southside Park project and how the city and AmBucks and people all around the community are teaming up on that effort. I've done a few Habitat for Humanity builds in my life, so something like that. If you've done anything like that in the past, that should be good practice for you. Or maybe you're just the kind of person who likes to swing a hammer or just do any of the many different kinds of work that go into a project like this. So certainly stay tuned for more on the Southside Park project. There will be more information to come. Now, your chapter's also been very active in the past with Texas ramps and building one ramp per month. And these are accessibility ramps. You drive by, you see them all over town. You drive by people's homes and you'll see an accessibility ramp that leads from the driveway right up to the front or side door of the house. And they're for people that are in wheelchairs. And you're still involved with that, but tell us how that's changed maybe in the last little while.
Yeah, so a lot of people, when they think of AmBucks and Tyler Area AmBucks, they would always associate us with Texas ramps and doing the wheelchair ramps. And we still get calls and we still get emails about, you know, how can we get a ramp and how can I volunteer with a ramp build? And so we still facilitate those. It was just becoming difficult to, a lot of their ramps that they're doing these days are during the week in our membership. You know, we can't really facilitate ramps during the week and volunteer during the week because we have a lot of working members still. And so we are not committed to that same date that we used to do with Texas Ramps. We used to have the third Saturday of each month, but that was becoming more and more difficult as they were, as it was more difficult to locate local ramps that were available on those days. So we still facilitate volunteers. We'll get you in touch. We'll get you signed up. We'll let you know when the ramps are going on. We still support Texas Ramps financially through, you know, giving once a quarter. And then, we just support everything they do. Obviously, their mission fits in line with our mission, and we want to continue. We're just kind of in transition of how that is going to work with our current membership, especially with being hands-on.
Okay. So for now, from what it sounds like, and from what I'm surmising, if somebody wants to build a ramp or have a ramp built for a friend, relative, loved one, you just may be the best contact point because you're local. I mean, they can, I guess, contact Texas Ramps directly, but will it kind of ease the process maybe a little bit if they go through you?
It can ease the process, and it can answer some questions, because currently you go online and you can fill out a form and an application for a ramp, and sometimes that gets kind of confusing for some people. And so we can walk you through that process. We can help you, you know, to know exactly what to fill out and who needs to fill out certain things, and do you need a doctor's approval, or do you need a social worker to sign off on it, and those things. And we can get you in touch with the local people rather than trying to navigate a national website or a statewide website.
That's almost exactly what I was thinking. Gee, I'm getting good at this after 45 years in the business. Amanda Storer with Tyler Area Ambucks, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. www.tylerambucks.org is the website. And if you do want to build a ramp or go to lunch at Yummy Buffet or just learn more, get involved in any way, shape, or form, the best way to do it is just to go right through that website. There's, I guess, plenty of social media access on there. And www.tylerareaambucks.org, again, the website. And by the way, lots of information on there. I was looking over that website, and some of the things that we may not even have time to get into on the show today, you can learn from looking at that website. I've been talking specifically just now about ramp builds, and be sure to get in touch with Tyler Area Ambucks if you're interested in that project, or if you want to help out with Southside Park or with the Amtrikes that we talked about a little bit earlier. Moving into a bit of a different phase right now, talking about fundraising. On Monday, September 9th at Pine Springs Golf Course, you're going to be hosting your first golf tournament. What went into that? What made you decide to have one, and what's the purpose of that, besides just to have fun and play golf?
Well, yes. Yeah, so we have several of our members, and then just in National Ambucks in general, it seems like we have a big, large golfing community, and they have a lot of information and detailed information on how to hold fundraisers and golfing. And so this is not my forte, so this is great because I get to allow the other members to kind of take control and lead the reins and move forward with this. And so this came about actually last year. We were going to host our first last year, and what happened was we had some major storms, and sadly there was like three golf tournaments planned in that same week, and I don't think any of them were able to happen. And so we kind of moved and shifted some things around, and we were able to kind of go into this year and say, okay, let's regroup, let's try again, and we're going to try again this year. And so what that birthed out of was the increasing need for Amtrikes and the demand for Amtrikes in our community. We were already seeing kind of the increase last year, and then we did not foresee the significant increase that was going to happen this year. And so we knew it was going to be more, but we didn't even know it was going to reach what it has already reached. And so we need more funds for those Amtrikes to come in, and we need that to happen annually. And so we needed to go ahead and have a annual fundraiser that can bring in some funds to kind of cushion, you know, the cost of some of those Amtrikes when we don't, or when we're unable to get a sponsor in the community.
Okay, registering golf teams now, $100 for a team of four. Also looking for hole sponsors at $100 a hole, and there's a chance to win a car from Jack of Diamonds for the hole in one contest. And where is Pine Springs Golf Course, by the way?
Well, it's located in the East Texas area, and so it's actually in between, like, here and I-20. So it's not not too far away, but they've got a good location there. Pine Springs has been really good to us and, you know, allowing us to kind of take over their golf course on that day and, you know, just allowing us to fundraise for what we need to fundraise for, and they've been really great.
Okay. And still finalizing food and drink sponsor information?
Yeah, so we are, Marco's Pizza is going to be providing lunch, and then we are going to have beverages provided by East Texas Brewery. So we're just finalizing all the details of, you know, what that's going to look like and what exactly the lunch is going to be and, you know, how, you know, what the drink process is going to look like and things of that nature. But we do have some local local support from our community, and so it's really exciting to see those guys come alongside of us. They were with us last year, and so they just kind of jumped on board and said, yeah, we would love to do this again this year. And so everybody's hoping that we will have a rain-free golf tournament this year.
All righty. Monday, September 9th, Pine Springs Golf Course fundraising golf tournament for Tyler area Ambucks to raise funds for the all-important local Amtrak program. For now, just go to that website for more information, TylerAreaAmbucks.org. Always looking for new members. We've been over that before. We did not talk about the two-tier levels of membership available, one $30 a month, the other $15 a month. How's that work?
Yeah, so we have a full membership that is tier one, and so that is $30. And so what that includes is both of your meals at both of the meetings that we have on the first and third Tuesday of each month, and then that also includes any national dues, our district dues, and some, you know, just business from our budget. And so that is at the $30 level. And then we have tier two, and that's our $15 level. And what that encompasses is it's those that still want to be involved in Ambucks, but they are unable to make those meetings, or they are unsure if they're going to be committed to both meetings in a month. So they may be able to make a meeting a month, and they just want to pay for the meal when they are able to come. And so, but that still gets them involved in national Ambucks. It gets the national magazine. You know, you're involved. You've got your national and district dues still that come out of that. So those are the two different tier levels that we have.
Okay. A couple of things that I wanted to touch on. I think that this had something to do with your initial involvement with Ambucks, if I heard you correctly, scholarship programs. You're looking to partner with TJC and the upcoming Certified Occupational Therapy Assistant and Physical Therapy Assistant programs to grant annual scholarships to local students entering therapy fields. Is that still just kind of an ongoing thing?
It is still an ongoing thing. So we're always looking into different ways to, you know, be involved in the community and to serve our mission. And so I know our mission is to create mobility independence for those with disabilities. And so, and a big way of doing that is to provide education for those that are on the ground and doing that every day. And so our national Ambucks actually started in the early 1900s with providing scholarships for therapists. Mm-hmm. And so we always want to try to get back to that. And so with our focus shifting away from the Southside Park project a little bit, once that is completed, we will be actively looking into how do we provide those scholarships and how do we fund those in our community. And so our therapy community is growing here in Tyler. The education system here in Tyler for therapists, whether it be assistant or doctorate level, is growing. And so we want to move with that and be able to assist in any way that we can.
Okay. And community service, we've touched on that also, but you also get together and go out and volunteer with agencies like the Food Bank and Church Under a Bridge. Mm-hmm. It takes you a little bit outside your normal scope of activities and kind of sweetens the pot a little bit for you and for the people you're serving and for the people in your club.
Yeah, so we kind of have within our mission to, you know, look into the community further. And so, you know, we do that different ways. We have the guest speakers that come in and kind of broaden our knowledge of what goes on in the community. Mm-hmm. And then we also just want to kind of get out there and, you know, get our hands dirty and see, you know, what else is going on. And so we will see what's going on in the community, what other organizations are doing, and just a way for us to network and partner and see, you know, we want to come alongside organizations that are already doing amazing things as well. And so, and it's a way for us to just see, you know, where is there a population that we aren't serving that we didn't know about that maybe sure. We can come into contact through those other organizations. So it's pretty amazing.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. Just about a minute left in the show. We're going to sum up here. I've been talking to Amanda Storer on In Focus about Tyler Area Ambucks, www.tylerareaambucks.org. Lunch meetings twice a month, first and third Tuesday at noon at Yummy Buffet in Tyler at Troop Highway and Golden Road. Big projects, Amtrikes, and the Southside Park project, which is really just getting up and going right now. And, of course, the big golf tournament on September 9th, and you can learn more again at tylerambucks.org. Amanda Storer with Ambucks, thank you very much for getting us up to date. Been great visiting with you this morning.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Amanda Storer with Tyler Area Ambucks, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.